This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America and across the Caribbean on AM 1000 down there. And let's not forget, also around the world at the speed of the Internet. And hello, Germany! Now, I want to give a special shout-out to our military men and women and women listening to us right men and women listening to us right now all across America, including around the world via the satellite, our great military men and women, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for the job they do keeping all of us free and safe, and to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there. You'll find a podcast over there, too, and you'll find a listen live button in case you want to listen to the show off the website instead of your smartphone or whatever it is you're doing. All righty. Now, here he is, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I was all set to start out the segment with impeach, and talk a little bit about the splash over from the debate. But there's a couple of stories that came barreling right in on top of everything else late last night, and we got to go with them. So here we go. This is a developing story, ladies and gentlemen, being reported by the Daily Wire, that one of the Epstein prison guards has offered to cooperate with the prosecutors and wants to spill the beans on the suicide. This is a huge developing story, and Kyle, I certainly hope they provide him with protection right away, because you know they're going to want to get rid of him if he's going to say anything.
Well, right. All kidding aside, and in all seriousness, this is a very explosive breaking story. And of course, if there is information about Jeffrey Epstein and how he met his demise, if it was not suicide, as we've been told, then you're right. Then there should be, they better be very, very careful as they proceed.
Well, I'm telling you, I was talking last night to a retired New York City detective, Lieutenant Steve Rogers, who was at a meeting that we were at last night for Club 45, but I just asked him a couple questions about this because I was there once and did a fire inspection at this particular prison in New York City, and I got a friend of mine that was a security guard there that retired, one of the officers in the New York State Correctionals Program, and he was telling me, he says, Captain, there's cameras all over the place. This makes no sense that they would have had cameras turned off at such a high-profile person that they were protecting. Somebody did something.
Well, right, and I think most of the people around the highways and byways, understand that when you have someone who was able to name names or was in a position to do that, and we have all of this ancillary evidence of the, you know, famous and powerful and so forth, who seem to be very connected to Jeffrey Epstein in some way, it begs the question, why and what happened?
Now, the other big story is coming from Fox, and they are reporting that there's going to be a FISA warrant bombshell, their words, not mine, that an FBI employee manipulated key documents related to a Trump advisor's secretive surveillance. This coming from a report coming from Fox. Now, it's either Manafort or Flynn or both.
Well, right, and what we're understanding, we don't know who the FBI agent was who might have tampered with this information, but whatever it was, however it was done, it would seem to be related to, of course, how the surveillance and how the FBI got entree into the Trump campaign and later on the Trump presidency. But all of this is happening, Captain, a little bit ahead now, of course, of the December 9th date that we have now for the release of the Inspector General report from Michael Horowitz that could be very, very devastating into all of these different machinations that led to the dossier and the surveillance and, mm-hmm. and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so this mm-hmm. is big stuff.
And then just when you think you can go to talk about normal things, here comes more breaking news in the window. The Ukraine has just announced that they're widening their criminal investigation into Ukraine into the Biden-connected Burisma company. That could be dynamite.
Could be dynamite. You're right. The prosecutor general there in Ukraine announced that they're looking into the energy company Burisma, and they're looking into the suspicion that, and again, this is part of the process here, so it's a suspicion of embezzling state funds. And, of course, this goes right to the heart of the whole impeachment inquiry, the investigations, or I should say the issues with Burisma and possible connections, of course, to a board member at that time, Hunter Biden.
Yeah, and by the way, Catwoman and Road Dogg are checking in from Haiti, Missouri. Their truck stopped there, and they're saying that now I got them awake because they're sitting there waiting for us to, you know, divulge all this other stuff that's going on here. But what a way to start with three big stories. And, I mean, these are big stories, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, shame on you if you're listening to the guys being sucked up by spaceships into outer space. And shame on you if you're listening to the wannabe truck drivers that have never driven a truck in their life. This is the real deal. This is big stuff, and we're telling you tomorrow's news tonight, right here, right now.
That's exactly right, and stay tuned, because this isn't going to be the first thing to drop about the December 9th report. There'll be more things coming out. You watch.
Amen, brother. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, coming right back right after the break. And Kathy, you are going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And boy, I'm telling you, this first segment of the Captain's America Third Watch, we lit the building on fire, literally, with what we're talking about here, because I've been getting messages now. I got people's attention, and people are saying, man, you got us awake now. Tell us more. Tell us more. Well, we're about to. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, because if you're struggling with any type of pain, nagging pain, even severe pain, if you're on hardcore medications and you're looking for a way maybe to get off them and try something that's natural that might work, I've got it right here. Now, I was on Mobic and I was on Flexeril, and it had side effects, and I decided to get rid of it because I didn't like the side effects. So in doing so, what I did the first time around was I took a leave. I took 6 tablets a day, 2 in the morning, 2 at lunch, 2 at the dinner time. And it created a problem for me in that it started to create bleeding within my system. I found out about it one day when I was going to the bathroom. But I have arthritis. So I heard my buddy Mike Gallagher talking about it, and he talked about the 1995 3-week quick start. So that's what I did. I got on that program. And with my arthritis, within 2 weeks, it took the pain. It went from a 7 or 8 down to a 1 or 2, which made it tolerable. And guess what? Back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, general pain, it will work. Now, if you are having problems with pain, I want you to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start plan that's right there. You'll know in 2 weeks whether or not it's going to work. Take it exactly the way it says to take it. It's a little packet of 4 pills, 4 capsules. It's all natural. There's nothing in there that's going to bother you or hurt you or whatnot. It's got different items in there, which when you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, it will show you a little video and show you exactly what's in there and how it works. So, $19.95, sign up for it, give it a shot, and then after that, you don't have to do anything. It'll come to you automatically. But that's the 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And I'm not exaggerating, Kyle. You probably heard the little message things going off here behind me when I was talking.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, it's lighting up tonight, and that's good because there's so many very amazing things that are just coming to pass right now.
Yeah, and we need to talk about the impeachment inquiry in the following manner. Adam Schiff, and I watched a little bit of Sean Hannity because I didn't get to see a lot of TV last night because I was over at a Club 45 rally that we had, mini rally over in Brandon, but... Sean Hannity played clips of Adam Schiff going back several years about what he was accusing the president of doing, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff, with no proof. And then, of course, saying, well, we have proof that this and this and that and all that stuff, and none of that happened. And then they had the most recent clips of him where he actually debunked what he said to begin with. And this is what Devin Nunes had to say about this in his opening summary yesterday.
President Trump, we are to believe, was just about to do something wrong, and getting caught was the only reason he backed down from whatever nefarious thought crime the Democrats are accusing him of almost committing. I once again urge Americans to continue to consider the credibility of the Democrats on this committee who are now hurling these charges. For the last 3 years, it's not President Trump who got caught. It's the Democrats who got caught.
Bingo! Gotcha!
Absolutely. That's right, because who actually, you know, did something to try to get a quid pro quo or bribe or extort the Ukrainian government? Joe Biden.
That's right. Now, let's go on a little bit, because this gets better. I mean, that was good, but it gets better.
They got caught falsely claiming they had more than circumstantial evidence that Trump colluded with Russians to hack the 2016 election. They got caught orchestrating this entire farce with the whistleblower and lying about their secret meetings with him. They got caught defending the false allegations of the Steele dossier, which was paid for by them. They got caught breaking their promise that impeachment would only go forward with bipartisan support because of how damaging it is to the American people.
Now, they got caught with all this sort of stuff, but you want to know who else got caught yesterday?
Who's that?
Well, they had the two people that were testifying yesterday. One of them, I believe her name was Fiona Hill, and the other one was named Holmes. And he actually got caught contradicting himself, saying something that he didn't even say to begin with, that he said was on the report. And when they went to go to the report, he couldn't find it.
Right, exactly.
So again, and this guy says, well, you know, he held the phone, the ambassador held the phone a little ways away from his head, and I could hear the president talking. I could hear one part of the conversation. Yeah, sure you could. Your ears aren't that good. All right, let's continue a little bit, because this is damning what Devin Nunes is talking about. By the way, he's referring all the time, looking right at Schiff when he says this. Now, here we go.
They got caught running a sham impeachment process featuring secret depositions, hidden transcripts, and an unending flood of Democrat leaks to the media. They got caught trying to obtain nude photos of President Trump from Russian pranksters pretending to be Ukrainians.
And who was it that was recorded on tape trying to get those videos?
Oh, well, Adam Schiff himself.
Yeah, he was caught live and in living color on tape, and then he denied that it was him.
Yep, and they were trying to, he thought he was going to get pictures of quote-unquote naked Trump.
Yeah, yep, with a bunch of hookers in some hotel somewhere over in the Ukraine. All right, here we go.
And they got caught covering up for Alexander Chalupa, a Democratic National Committee operative who colluded with Ukrainian officials to smear the Trump campaign by improperly redacting her name from deposition transcripts and refusing to let Americans hear her testimony as a witness in these proceedings. That is the Democrats' pitiful legacy in recent years. They got caught.
Now, there's an update on the FISA warrant bombshell that just came across. Let's see. David Horowitz is reported that the, FBI lawyer, he's got a report that finds the FBI lawyer falsified FISA data, and the Washington Post stealth deletes the Strzok connection.
Wow.
So that's the tampering with the evidence from the FISA report, and this brings Mr. Strzok directly into the picture, who I think has been dirty since day one. That's the guy with that little underhanded smirk, remember?
Oh, yeah, Peter Strzok. I remember him well when he testified. Yeah,
yeah, so that's the latest that's coming from that developing story, and it's going to develop, I'm sure, all night long. But what do you think about Devin Nunes and what he just said? That is damning.
Well, it sure is, and it needs to be said, and he said it in a very matter-of-fact and a very plain-spoken way that hopefully even Adam Schiff can sort of understand. But, you know, as he was saying that, Captain, the thought occurred to me that people like Adam Schiff in many ways probably understand that what Nunes is saying is right, but I don't think that he cares. I mean, that's a personal supposition, obviously, on my part, but it is, but you got to wonder sometimes why they're continuing with this kind of charade. And I think that they believe in the power of propaganda, for one thing, and they've done a great job in propagandizing the whole notion of trying to remove Trump from office, because I think that's all they have. They've hung their hat on this ridiculous phone call thing, and that's all they have.
And listen to Nancy Pelosi, the way she summed this up.
That the truth will set us free. The president has said to me, the call was perfect. I said to him, the call was perfectly wrong. There's something very sad about all of this, because the president is undermining and shredding the fabric of our democracy and the patriotism of so many of the American people.
She's lying.
Well, how is
she's lying?
Yeah.
You can't lie about a phone call. The phone call is there. They've got it. They got the transcript. They got the actual call.
Yeah, and the consensus is among the witnesses, as far as I know, that the transcript or the account of the phone call is completely accurate. And so you can't.
And there is no is there.
That's right.
Because there's no there.
That's right. No, there.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back. And, folks, I'm telling you, you couldn't make this stuff up if you had to. You have to understand the Democrats are throwing the stuff out there that they themselves have been guilty of doing. Period. End of story. That's the way it is, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been indicted on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, according to Attorney General Avichai Mandelbilt, prolonging the country's political uncertainty as it looks to head into the third national election this year. Netanyahu, who has denied wrongdoing and said he's the victim of a witch hunt, faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of bribery and a maximum 3-year term for fraud and breach of trust, according to legal experts. The disgraced former mayor of Baltimore pled guilty to federal conspiracy and tax evasion charges in a case involving the sales of her self-published children's books. Catherine Pugh pled guilty in federal court to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the government, and 2 counts of tax evasion. Pugh faces up to 35 years in prison. Her sentencing is set for February 27. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And thank you very much, Kathy. And by the way, this portion of the program is being brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, too. Not only the car that you drive, the truck that you drive, they also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Snow-Doo, your Sea-Doo, your Will-Doo, your Can-Doo, and they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agency. Now, all you do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and type in your zip code, and you will get two things. Number one, you can get your local agent to talk to you, or you can go talk to them, or you can get a claim, you can get a policy quote right there off the website and go from there, and then you'll know what you can or can't do. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. All right, well, back to Kyle Warren, and Kyle, I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. I got comments just literally coming from all around the world here from people that are just excited about what they're hearing, because we, again, tomorrow's news tonight right here on this program.
Absolutely. And, you know, Captain, I kind of feel like borrowing a phrase from Hillary Clinton on this one.
Oh, no.
Because, well, we're telling people not only what's happened, but what's happening now and why it's happening. And this is the clear story of what's actually going on with this impeachment attempt.
We're debunking their propaganda with facts, not just stories, not just caution people about what they call opinionated stories. When somebody takes a news story and then writes an opinion piece, this is the fact. This is not a story at all. And, oh, by the way, information for everybody, I have been in contact with Army First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence's people and Army Green Beret Major Matt Goldstein, and they are both going to be appearing on my program within the next couple of weeks. I'm working on the schedule now. They're going to be doing one of our military segments, one night and one the other night. You are going to want to listen to that. These are two brave warriors that got railroaded by the political correctness of the then Barack Obama administration. Now, Kyle, we've got our friend Picasso on the phone from Trump Twitter. Well, I know I'm going to get this wrong, so I'll let him say it. But anyway, Picasso, what's up?
That's the Trump Twitter wall.
See, I knew I was going to screw that up.
Anyway, yeah, you're close. Yeah, but you're doing great. Listen, everybody's excited because facts fight against propaganda.
Uh-huh.
And we've been propagandized, as the professor over there said, and just on the, what I can tell you about the general report, which is a report that comes from a gentleman who sits at the top of some cabinet or a possible department, and he analyzes what goes on with it. But the important thing is the criminal report is not expected out until this spring, I believe, they think March. But come December 9th, there will be a report that goes over things that happened in Ukraine in 2016. But I wanted to go to the testimony today. I finished my viewing of the hearings, which was pretty much all of it. And we had Dr. Fiona Hill.
Yep.
And Mr. Holmes, who worked in the Ukraine. Fiona was working in the White House. And interesting enough, she stopped her working in the White House prior to the July 25th call, but had such a great amount of pompous attitudes towards what the policy of the United States is supposed to be and how it reflects on her. She did admit that she was a leftist and denied that she was tied to George Soros. So, but she didn't really have anything of any substance except propaganda to put out there. The other gentleman must have had these unbelievably large ears, and they must have been great, helpful to his hearing. And Trump tweeted about it today, and I was going to ask this.
And he actually debunked part of what he
himself had
said to begin with. Yeah, he debunked himself.
Exactly.
I mean, it was so obvious.
Well, he said you got to understand. Now, this gentleman was sitting in a cafe in the Ukraine, and Sondland, who reported that he called the president and told the president the day after the phone call, they've agreed to the investigations. Well, this gentleman, Holmes, went into an in-depth explanation of how that meant they were looking into the Bidens, which is the key word here of what's going to come out, the Bidens.
Yep.
But he didn't mention the Bidens in the phone call. And he said they're going to do the investigation, and Trump said, great. What about Sweden? Because there was a gentleman being held in prison and been charged in Sweden. So he didn't care about that. But this guy, you know, they didn't have anything. No one in the hearings at any time heard Trump say anything about the Bidens.
That's right.
Trump, the first time, mentioned the Bidens in the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
So until the phone call, they have no evidence of anybody ever having Trump say, I want the Bidens investigated.
Uh-huh.
So the question goes back to the beginning. Professor, how did they get the information? They say through a whistleblower, through somebody that heard the phone call, or was it possibly through the actions of someone overseas in the Ukraine, which points to the CIA again?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's let him answer it. And thanks, Picasso. Hold on. Thanks. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, I think that the whole thing with the whistleblower I don't think that the whistleblower came forward. I mean, again, this is my personal opinion. I don't think the whistleblower somehow came forward sort of out of the blue with this big story. I think it was engineered, and I think that they decided that what they needed to do was to get a law firm to write the whistleblower, so-called whistleblower report and so forth, with all the annotations and all those things. And then, of course, it didn't really comport with what we know to be a clear and accurate record of what the phone call was. But it was engineered in order, in many ways, just like the Comey leaking the memos was engineered to get the independent counsel going, this was engineered to get the impeachment thing going. And it's really, really sad, but it shows the depths that they'll go to. Mm-hmm. And also it shows that they're going to hang their hat on something and just try to twist it.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to Picasso. Okay, we got 30 seconds, Picasso. What else?
Engineered. That's the key word. I agree with that. Just the whole thing just seems totally engineered to me.
Okay.
And they are gonna impeach him in the House and then send it to the Senate, which is interesting.
Yeah. I'll get to that in a minute, but I gotta let you go. But thanks, Picasso. All right. Here's the deal, Kyle. Last night I told the group I was at what Lindsey Nelson told us all in Sarasota on Friday night. He said three words, ladies and gentlemen: dead on arrival. The Senate is going to invoke the hearsay rule when it comes to the evidence, which means they may have to, in fact, entertain the fact that they bring it up for a vote in the Senate. But when they invoke the hearsay rule, it will be voted down because hearsay is not admissible anywhere.
Exactly. But just get ready. Get your popcorn or cheese puffs ready for
cheese puffs.
Yeah, for some of these Democrat senators to sit there and tell you why hearsay is A-okay and it's really good and this is the best we're going to do and all this kind of stuff. And they're going to try to make it seem like if you're anti-hearsay, mm-hmm. then you're just pro-Trump.
Now, depending on the circumstances, I got to back up for a second. There have been a few cases, very few cases, that have been allowed to proceed with hearsay evidence, but it's because they've had some sort of evidentiary evidence along the way to back up the hearsay evidence. In this case, there is no there.
No, and in fact, I mean, how many times I think the Republicans on the committee would ask questions like, does anybody know anything about anything that would actually be something? I'm just sort of paraphrasing. I'm not quite trying to do the same thing as Adam Schiff did, obviously, but I'm simply saying they're asking, is there any direct evidence? Nobody
right.
has any direct evidence of anything that ever happened.
Right, so, and we've created quite a furor right now on Facebook because I put a couple things up there that we started the show with that just busted everything wide open, and people are sharing it like gangbusters all around the world. So that's going to be interesting. So there's a bunch of people listening. And by the way, hello, Chicago. Hello, Cleveland. Hello, Columbus. And hello, St. Louis. Muncie. Starting soon. I'll leave it that way. Starting soon. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too much.
Well, that's great. And this is great. New expansion. That's right.
Yep. And more coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here comes the music. Tell us how to hear your great program, sir.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll be talking to you on the weekend show.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and always a wealth of information. And I'll tell you, tonight we loaded it up, both barrels of the shotgun, reloaded it a couple times, and fired it right at you. Okay, Kathy, take us to break. Coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yeah, it's still snowing out north.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Yeah.
taking you through the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we appreciate them very much, and we appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate Catwoman and Road Dog chiming in. Also, Trucker Eric's out there tonight. Trucker Mark's out there tonight. Trucker Mark's headed back to Arkansas. And by the way, you know why they call it Arkansas, right? It's because Bob Dole decided to take over Arkansas and merge it with Arkansas, with Kansas, rather, so they call it Arkansas. But anyway, and of course, all our other truckers out there on the highways and byways tonight, the FedEx drivers, the UPS drivers, all the just-in-time freight boys, the Publix drivers that are out there, all the different building and construction and lumber supplies that are out there, too. And by the way, Charlie the Steel Hauler just let me know that he's back home. Back home. He's not coming out next week, Thanksgiving week. He's going to take the week off and stay at home. So, Charlie, you have yourself a nice Thanksgiving. Now, we have got weather out in the central and southern Rockies tonight. But we also have found out that come Turkey Day, you are not going to want to be on I-80, possibly not even on I-90 either, because a major storm is building up off the Pacific coast. It's going to bring heavy snow to Gee Whiz, Truckee, Donner Pass, Reno, other parts of Nevada, and it's going to move on east. But right now, what we've got is heavy snow and hazardous travel conditions persisting over portions of the central and southern Rockies, in particular I-40, western Oklahoma, over to Amarillo. And you're right about the New Mexico line down towards Lubbock, our affiliate down there. So you've got some weather there tonight. Be careful. Now, that weather will continue if you're going up US 287 into Lyman, Colorado. You'll have some snow all the way on up to there. Then you'll run out of it for a little bit. You'll run back into it around Denver, scattered right now. However, in the mountain passes to the west of Denver, both to the south, down around the New Mexico state line, and up towards Pueblo and that area to the north, you have got a winter storm warning and chain laws in effect going west out of U.S. 50 right now, Colorado Springs, and also down in Pueblo, so be careful. And you got snow going up into Wyoming. You've got snow in Utah going into Wyoming right there as you start to climb up and head to the state line to the port there in Wyoming. And then you've got some more snow and mixture of things to come up in Montana, central Montana tonight along the Canadian border, and then the possibility exists for more snow during the day developing all the way down to I-15, down to Bozeman, down to Billings. Butte is in the mix up on top of 4th of July tonight. You do have some snow flurries. I don't see the red flag, so it doesn't mean you have to chain up there tonight. And oh, by the way, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, yep, getting some snow up there tonight for sure. The lee shore of Lake Ontario, hello, come in from Watertown down to just about Syracuse, over to Oswego, over towards Rochester. You definitely have lake effect snow right now. You have developing lake effect snow, not quite as heavy, from Rochester to Buffalo, and then south of Buffalo as you go down towards Lake Erie, towards Erie, Pennsylvania, you'll have snow coming out of Buffalo all the way to the Ripley, New York, Pennsylvania state line. Up in the northern part of New Hampshire tonight and the northern part of Maine tonight, you have snow, persistent snow. You have the possibility of more snow in Vermont and the northeastern part of upstate New York, up north of Lake George, up towards Quebec province, so keep that in mind. There is some weather that is going up from New York City, Long Island, along the coast. It's also going up towards Massachusetts and Maine. That's in the mix there. And let's not forget that it is wintertime. And by the way, Catwoman is telling me that the Farmer's Almanac, and I saw that, Catwoman, predicted a massive bad storm over Thanksgiving. I saw that. Well, it's going to be out west from what we can see, Catwoman, because they're talking about heavy snow starting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from Auburn Hills, California, north up over I-80, up over into Reno, down the other side. Of course, it takes you over Donner, and then moving across towards the east. Now, I-80 also could encompass I-90, could also encompass I-70, because that's the way the snow usually goes in that area. So there you go. By the way, I-10, I-8, I-12, I-20, all looking good tonight. I-30 looking good. I-75 looking good up into Ohio. I-65 out of Alabama looking good going north. I-55, I-59, I-57 all looking good. I-35 looking good tonight. I-25, you're looking good till you get to Colorado. Then, of course, you will be in the snow. I-15, you're looking good till you get up into Utah. We have a little bit of snow there, and of course, if you're going up into Montana, you'll find it up there. And if you're running across 90 or 94, you'll find it when you hit the Indian Reservation up there in Montana, and then as you run towards Seattle up on I-90, you'll be in it for a ways. So there you go. And that's flurries. That's not the heavy stuff. That's snow flurries. I'm not seeing any heavy snow. The heavy snow is in Colorado right now, up on top of the mountain peaks there. So there you go. But the Truckers Highway Byway Report, always brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot Travel Center or Flying J that's nearest you. Keep in mind, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Those pilots are pretty fancy. I've been in several of them. I've also been in the newer Flying J's, and they're really good. Now, one of the Flying J's I was in had a Denny's in it. And I've kind of always liked Denny's, probably because of their breakfast. And then the other one had a Moe's Southwest Grill in it. And I was really impressed by that food, because once in a while I like getting a little spicy stuff, and that wasn't too bad. And, of course, in some of the other Flying J's, you'll find a Huddle House. But the pilots are Flying J's. You could also find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, could be a Taco Bell, even a Wendy's. Or you could find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, which is where I'm going to go this morning and have a little sandwich that they have there. They got, by the way, they got great bagels, great croissants for breakfast. You get one of those bacon, egg, and cheese croissants or bagels, and whew. Oh, then they got the cream cheese there too. If you want to get the bagels 2 for $4, they load it up with cream cheese, and that's pretty good too. whatever flips your cork. And then their iced coffee is really the best of the best. It's really good. I guess it's their coffee makes it that way. Or you can get a nice hot cup of coffee to go along with the mix too. But again, Pilot Flying J, my whole point, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. So stop him, tell him the captain sent you. You can be like Nelson does. He stops by his favorite Pilot and or Flying J on the way back to Jasper, and he gets himself a free cup of coffee. And by the way, you guys that are listening to us there on the radio inside, thank you very much for turning on the program at night. You guys over there on I-4 at the Flying J, over there at, mile marker 8, and you folks up north, up there along Jasper and Valdosta, we appreciate you tuning in up there too. Thanks very much. Have a great, 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 great morning. I'll be right back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. She's got a whole bunch of people who are going to say howdy, howdy to. And then I'll be back with more about what's going on in the world in which we live in.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.